Saturday with Katie Hannan on RTE Radio 1.
And you're welcome back. Now I want to go back to Donegal and to local Fine Gael TD, Joe McHugh. Joe?
Hello, Katie.
Joe. Now I know you're based yourself in Carrigart. That's just 5 kilometres away from where this happened.
5 or 6 kilometres, Katie, and the whole Donegal community, and obviously more immediate in the Chrisley area. But I think the wishes and sentiments coming from around the country and around the world is there is a solidarity with the families and the people who've lost their lives, and with the families who've lost loved ones. And that solidarity has been coming very, very strongly since yesterday evening. But unfortunately, it's not going to change. A lot of irreversible stuff has happened over the last couple of days, and I just want to pass my own sympathy on to everybody who has lost loved ones and people who have lost friends and lost neighbours. And just it's going to be a very, very difficult time.
Indeed, yeah. And you went to the scene yesterday when you heard the news.
Look, it's one of those things you do, I suppose, as somebody living locally and irrespective of the job anybody was doing, because I was no different to people, men and women, coming back from Dublin, who work in Dublin, and they were coming back on a Friday to face what they were facing, and everybody was there just trying to do something. And look, there's such a specialised crew there. There was such a well-coordinated, mission yesterday to try living on hope that there could be that lives would that there were still going to be somebody alive under the rubble. And with that hope, we had so many professionals and so many crews, emergency crews from the Gardaí and Donegal County Council, and then with all these different service providers from the north, that some of them who had never been to Chrisley before, and they were there on standby, and everybody was doing what they were doing, and that was at a professional level. And then the big part was watching all the people at a local level that were rolling up their sleeves, from making tea and just lifting blocks. And the hard thing was, these people were, they knew people in there, the relations, the neighbours, and that was a really, really, really difficult thing to watch. But I think at the heart of everything yesterday and today, and it's still ongoing here, is there's so much dignity. There's so in the approach down to the machinists and those very, very heavy machinery working in very tight conditions, that they knew what was going to lay ahead of them and what was going to be ahead of them. But every movement and every block that was lifted, it was done in such a dignified way, and people were on standby. But I know this is not going to change things for people who've lost lives. This community it's rocked to the core, but there is a rallying here as well, Katie, and you know, even all the different ministers from different churches and reverends and local priest Father John Joe Duffy had a mass at 10 o'clock, and people know who was in that building. They know the connections, and they're going to be there for each other. And I know Minister Charlie McConnell has been here today and yesterday, and obviously it's very important that government support is there. And my colleague Minister Frank Feehan has arrived up, so he's in with the HSE team at the moment. That support is going to be so important, and the principals in both primary and secondary schools that I've spoken to, that psychological support for young children and teenagers is so important, and it's really important that the doors of Chrisley National School opens on Monday morning, because young people need peer-to-peer support as well. But the necessary support will be there, and it's going to be really, really important then ahead.
And I, as I say, you were there last night, and I know you're there now, are you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm down from the site and down at the health centre here, where Dr. Stewart is leading out a team to be available for people. And I know from this evening on, when people are identified and named, this is going to become a very difficult time, and I know that the support is going to be here, and you know, from all the services, the HSE to the Gardaí, and right through to the council. It's been a really, really professional operation, but as I said earlier, at the heart of everything was dignity, because there were a lot of teenagers arriving at the yellow tape and their yellow cordons last night, and you could just see the Gardaí interacting. They were communicating, they were listening, they were helping, and they weren't, they certainly, they were there for the people, and they showed such a human approach to what was needed last night, and people needed that during a very, very difficult time.
Yeah, and we've heard stories of Gardaí on the scene there embracing, you know, people who are turning up there distressed. It's just difficult to say, you know, what can you say to people to give them comfort at such an extraordinarily devastating time?
No, I think you're right, and words is not going to change anything. But because this is such a united community, and it's a very strong community, people, you could just see people are there for each other, and I think in the days ahead, people will need that support, and they will need that they'll need that solidarity, and they just need to be there for people. And as I say, words can get in the way at times, and may not be what people are looking for. But I get a sense that people just want to know that there's going to be people there around them. And I think they're very, very fortunate in this community and wider community, where people will come together. And I know the Donegal diaspora have been in touch with me from London and Philadelphia and all over the world, and Australia. Like, they're coming together. They're not there physically, but they're doing the job that they need to do online. And that will continue.
And Joe, I was talking to somebody in a local cafe there earlier before we came on air, and they were saying that their phone is just ringing with people offering donations. You know, not from the area, just looking up their number in the phone book, and just wanting to give something and to you know, show some kind of practical solidarity.
It's unbelievable. And you know, from Teleport has been offered, from Telebags, and even the American multinational, the CEO of one of the American multinationals contacted me, can they help? And everybody wants to help, and healthcare professionals and all that, they all wanted to do something. But I think we all know where the real help will be required in the days ahead, and that's just been there for people.
And that's just beginning, yeah. Well, Joe McHugh, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning. And I want to go now to Philney Hay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Joe McHugh there mentioning the health workers involved in this, and we know a lot of your members would have been working last night when these casualties began arriving at Letterkenny.
Yes, Katie, and I suppose what they've said to me this morning is that they're devastated for their community. They live in their community, and obviously all of our condolences. Our president, Karen, she's a Donegal nurse herself, and devastated. I think what they're also saying is that the community spirit is just so obvious, just like Joe McHugh was saying there. And that all of the services just pulled together, everybody's volunteering. There were nurses on the site who were off duty. So I suppose, unfortunately, we see when tragedies and random tragedies like this happen, that the health services pulls together with all of the emergency services, and they're focused on doing the very best that they can. And from here on, getting supports for the bereaved and helping each other through this devastating time.
And we know that emergency plan was put in place, and that's locals, right, respected, yeah, that as well, and kept away from the emergency department there.
Yeah, I mean, there is a real rapid need for coordination and planning, and that's practiced, I suppose, within the HSE across all of the emergency services, from the Gardaí to the Fire Brigade, etc. So that worked well, is what we're being told. Cross-border as well, Athnagalvin were involved. And it's good to know that that works well. It's good to know that there's clear leadership, clear service provision, and focus then can be brought to dealing with the emergencies and the appropriate people dealing with the emergencies. Yeah. One of the things that our nurses are saying to us today is that it is going to be the next number of weeks that families will need a lot of support, a lot of bereavement, obviously, and they want to provide all of the services that they can, and I know from their perspective, they will also need the support themselves.
I was going to say, because of course the nurses are also part of this community, and they will be suffering loss today.
Nurses, of course, and all of the healthcare workforce, the ambulance personnel, all of the emergency services, the Gardaí, the fire services. So, look, it's all one community when it comes to terrible tragedies like this. And I think our members were saying today, even hearing messages from President Michael D. Higgins, all of that is very important in times like this. So we have to make sure that anything they need from here on is provided.
Yeah, is there counselling in place, or will be put in place for your members?
It is. We have counselling ourselves. We're offering that to anybody who needs it, but the HSE also have those services.
Okay, Phil Nihay, I will leave you there. Many thanks for joining us with that. Now, before earlier today, I spoke to local business owner Fintan Call, who knows the Apple Green in Creaslough and the family owners well.
My heart goes out to them. I would know the Lafferty family, the Annette and Danny Martin, who run the business now. Their father, Danny, a great friend of mine, who's retired now. And I can remember Danny's father, Pat Lafferty, and the Laffertys have been in business around Creaslough for, I would say, well over 100 years. And it's just devastating now to see what has happened. You know, it's so tragic.
And you heard about this shortly after it happened yesterday?
Oh, shortly after it happened, yeah. More or less just a few minutes after it happened, I heard the news. The whole community is numbed, you know, to say the least. And I would have known, like, tragically, you know, people who passed away, I would have known practically all of them personally, you know, known some of them for years.
And yeah, because I know, of course, all the names are kind of circulating locally there, that we obviously haven't been released officially yet. But as you say, they're mostly local people we're talking about.
They're mostly local people, yeah. And again, like local families, some of them that would go back for generations as well in the locality. Just people that were in the shop at the time, just doing their wee bit of shopping. And luckily, some people did escape without injury. Some had serious injury, you know, and sadly, some have passed away. And just something that people just can't get their heads around, you know.
And I understand that the locals did manage, who rushed to the scene after the blast, that they did manage to pull some people out of the
yes.
Rubble.
The local men themselves were on the scene first and worked hard, and they worked right through the night. You know, they're still actually working there. You know, trying to do their best.
And at considerable risk to themselves, Fintan, because...
At considerable risk, and, like, knowing the people who were inside trapped, you know, like, knowing who were there and who they were looking for, you know, and it's just hard. It's heartbreaking. That's the only way you could describe it, you know, heartbreaking.
And I know there was a big gathering at that Mass for the community this morning.
Father John Joe Duffy, the local curate, had a special Mass on at 10 o'clock this morning, you know, for everybody, you know, the people who passed away and those injured and those who were helping and the Lafferty family, you know, and for everybody, because it affected everybody in the community. It's having a devastating effect on the whole area, you know, for miles around.
Well, have you been able to talk to many people, you know, since it happened? How are people coming together there?
People are just numbed, you know, and one person trying to help the other, you know, to do the best that they can. There's counselling being offered, you know, the Dunfanaghy Resource Office is there, you know, willing to help in any way that they can, you know.
Yeah, we want to put that message out there that there is a lot of support services.
But it affects the whole community, you know, for miles around, you know, because everybody in a tight-knit community, you know, and everybody is more or less sort of related to somebody else, you know, and everybody knows everybody, you know.
And I suppose I know as well, you'll be bracing yourselves now for the days ahead when.
Ah, well, this will be the tough part, you know. Just people are numbed now, you know, but when the reality sinks in, you know, and people have to be laid to rest, you know, that is when it's going to be really hard, you know, and it's not going to be easy, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of and from what we're hearing, some young lives.
Some young lives, like there would range, you know, from school children to middle aged men, you know, and it just sort of covers the whole population, you know, and the whole area, you know.
Yeah.
Children, young people, middle-aged people, you know, nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to.
And so many families touched.
And a lot of families, and an unbelievable amount of families, you know, between brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and grandparents, and, you know, there's hardly a person in the community that wouldn't be affected in some way or other, you know.
Yeah. Fintan, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And condolences from everyone here. It's just a horrific tragedy.
Oh, horrific. Yeah, horrific. And God help everyone.
And that was Fintan Cole. We'll have more after these.